We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Gunfire in New York City hits a New York City cop.
A police officer shot three times in Brooklyn.
Thank God they will all be okay.
I'm Sean Adams at Kings County Hospital.
Vaccinating the kids now.
Children ages 12 and up can start receiving the Pfizer vaccine today.
Another hopeful milestone in our battle against COVID-19.
I'm Marla Diamond at the Javits Center.
There is sadly no let-up in the Holy Land.
Heavy fighting continues on the Israel-Gaza border. I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Well, they caught the accused Times Square shooter many states away on the run in Florida.
Farrakhan Muhammad shaved his head, changed his clothes, and hit the road following the shooting in Times Square last Saturday, according to the NYPD.
We'll hear from Joe Connolly about another sign people are coming back.
Gerrit Cole dominates the Rays.
He's so good and so fun to watch.
Mets win too as the fans salute Harvey.
Something I'll never forget.
This is Brad Heller.
And this is the day they shot the Pope and the day Philly bombed its own city in our news archives coming up for May 13th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
It is a chilly morning. It was 37 degrees out by me in western New Jersey this morning. We're in the 40s in most suburbs, 53 in the city, heading for a high today right around 70. It will be a beautiful day later, but as we've been hearing from Tom in his fleece in the chopper, it is a cold start to the day. The latest gun violence in the city overnight has resulted in an NYPD officer getting shot. Sean Adams is at Kings County Hospital this morning, where the mayor and the commissioner visited the officer, who was shot three times. Sean, what happened and how is the officer doing?
Well, that police officer shot three times in Brooklyn last night will be okay.
He is well, and he is expected to make a full recovery.
Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says the officer's vest stopped one bullet. The others hit his leg and backside. Officers were responding to an alert from the ShotSpotter detection system. It was along the Bed-Stuy-Bushwick border. Commissioner says a known gang member had just taken shots at an SUV.
And the result of that initial shooting is one of the occupants is deceased, one of the occupants is suffering from a non-fatal gunshot injury, and one of the occupants is uninjured.
Police shot the gunman in the leg. He'll live to see a judge. Mayor de Blasio.
Here are officers in a situation where they see someone acting suspiciously and they go and do what we depend on them to do every single day and protect their fellow New Yorkers, and they do it with courage and bravery and put themselves in harm's way.
Five police officers have been shot in New York City over the past 7 months. Wayne?
So we heard from the mayor there and police officials. How about the unions? What are they saying?
Well, gun violence has really taken off across the city over the past year, and PBA President Pat Lynch believes he knows why.
It's not a coincidence that shootings are up in the numbers and the percentages that they are directly after they changed the rules and laws that allow us to do the job. It has to stop now.
No doubt this is going to be fiercely debated among the candidates for mayor. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, a retired police captain, he has called for the return of the anti-crime unit. Plainclothes officers out on the streets going after illegal guns.
Sean Adams reporting this morning the teenagers and the 12-year-olds of New York are deciding this morning if they really are as invincible as we all felt at that age. or if getting that COVID shot is an act of civic responsibility. Today's the day they're allowed for that age group, and no doubt some kids are reluctant. Marla Diamond is at the Javits Center. Marla, good morning. What's the best argument to get these kids vaccinated?
Well, pediatricians endorse the vaccine. While children are at less risk of complications from COVID-19, reports of pediatric COVID-19 hospitalization due to the more contagious variant strains have increased in recent months, and several hundred children in the U.S. have died. They can also be spreaders for parents who may be hesitant. City Health Commissioner Dr. Dave Choksi cites promising results from a clinical trial.
They found more robust immune responses in the teens than in the young adults who have already been vaccinated in the original trial.
Another argument for getting younger children vaccinated, a return to in-person school. And while he encourages parents to get their kids vaccinated, Mayor de Blasio says it will not be a requirement for students to return to public school in the fall. And we're live at the Javits Center. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Marla, thank you. It's the morning news roundup for Thursday. It's the 13th, and the nation's largest fuel pipeline has now restarted. They're getting fuel through there again after being shut down by a bunch of hackers. That disruption caused long lines of gas stations in the southeast, and at last check, they are still out of gas at a lot of gas stations across, for example, Virginia. About half the stations are out of gasoline as of about 12 hours ago. North Carolina has about 71% of the stations that are trying to find gasoline. So it's going to take a while. If you're heading down south, you should be aware of that. It never did hit our area, and at this point, it seems like it never will. Another sign people are coming back. Joe Connolly's here with this morning's Big Money Story. Joe?
Hey, good morning, Wayne. Renters are grabbing apartment deals now as they think about returning to the office. Rents are still falling, interestingly, but Miller Samuel Appraisers says office employees are rushing to grab lower-priced apartments closer to the office for when they do return. New leases in Manhattan in April were the most since 2009. Brooklyn and Queens also set monthly leasing records last month. Element says people are anticipating coming back by September. Some have started coming back already or will in June. Despite April's record demand and record new leases, the number of vacant apartments in Manhattan rose again by another 6% from March to more than 20,000 apartments still available in Manhattan. Miller Samuel says the median rent in Manhattan is now 21% lower than a year ago, $2,800 a month median. In Brooklyn, median rent is 18% lower than a year ago, $2,600 a month. And in Astoria and Long Island City, rent slid 16% to a median rent of $2,400 a month. Wayne?
All right, at the risk of sounding like Grandpa, I remember paying $200 a month for rent, but that was a few years ago. I hear those numbers, and I know they're lower, but it still makes my head spin. Thank you, Joe Connolly. It is the morning news roundup. Police say they have caught the Times Square shooter who was sitting around eating McDonald's in Florida with a new haircut when they arrested him. He didn't resist them, and if he was surprised to see them, well, he underestimated the New York detectives, as Steve Burns reports.
32-year-old Farrakhan Mohammed was arrested outside Jacksonville, Florida, eating lunch in a McDonald's parking lot, says NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essick.
We knew he had some addresses that they might go to. That's what led us to Florida once he started going through North Carolina, and we knew he was heading south.
Essex says Mohammed had stopped at a Walmart in North Carolina to pick up supplies after shaving his head and leaving clothes behind in New York. Mohammed allegedly shot two women and a four-year-old girl on Saturday, but the intended target was his own brother, the two apparently in a turf war over CD sales.
Who's buying CDs in the street anymore? Anyway, we're going to be hearing in a couple of minutes on WCBS about the situation with flights now being canceled to the Mideast.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Let's go to the Weather Center with the Exergen forecast. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen with the weather day ahead. Looks nice.
It does. It's going to turn out pretty nice this afternoon. Nice and bright, if anything. And we could use the sunshine to bring up those suburban temperatures this morning in the 30s. However, it'll turn out to be a very pleasant 70. Tonight, clear and cool. Lows about 50 in the city, 40s in the suburbs, even near 40 in the chilliest spots. Friday, sun mixing with clouds. Nice afternoon, about 70. And most of the time, the weekend will be dry each day. Could see a scattered shower or two in the area in the afternoon. Right now, 51, humidity 48%.
Odyssey is your new home for all the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today and listen to WCBS News Radio 880.
Fighting has been intense and continues to be between Israel and Palestinian militants. It's day four now. No sign of letting up. CBS News correspondent Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israel's massive bombing of Gaza continues as it targets Hamas commanders' offices and tunnels. Palestinians have fired more than 1,600 rockets since Monday, paralyzing southern Israel. The violence has spread to mixed Israeli cities where Jewish and Arab civilians have clashed.
At last word, 10 senior Hamas military figures have been killed. The three biggest U.S. airlines are suspending flights to Israel, American, United, and Delta. American Airlines canceled daily flights from New York to Tel Aviv yesterday and today, and they've offered to put passengers on flights at later dates. United has canceled flights out of Newark and Chicago and San Francisco. Delta has canceled flights from New York to Tel Aviv. Representatives say that the airlines are monitoring the situation and trying to figure out when they might resume those flights. Sports time now, and well, look at that. Gerrit Cole once again proving his worth every penny for the Yankees. Good morning, Brad Heller.
Good morning, Wayne. Yeah, Cole last night, 12 strikeouts, no walks. He did not give up a run in eight innings. The Yankees blanked the Rays at Tropicana Field, 1-0. They've won four in a row. So, Aaron Boone, what impressed you the most about your ace?
Man, all of it. I just, he's so good and so fun to watch and so versatile out there and able to, you know, get you out in so many different ways.
And Cole passing 1,500 strikeouts, the fourth fastest pitcher to reach that milestone. The only Yankee run scored in the seventh inning, a sacrifice fly by Aaron Hicks. The Yankees getting to 20-16, one game behind the Red Sox in the division. Red Sox have lost three in a row, although, Wayne, the Yankees dealing with this COVID situation. Now seven coaches and support staff have tested positive. Gleyber Torres did not play last night out of an abundance of caution.
Hey, the Mets fans showed Matt Harvey a lot of love in his return to Citi Field. What was his reaction to all those cheers?
He got a few standing ovations, said he had to hold back tears before he threw his first pitch on the mound, and Harvey said he wasn't sure it was all going to be positive from those fans.
Between the injuries and I think me getting in my own way and causing some of those problems, I think it was my feel for the fans that maybe I let them down, and I guess it's fair to say that I would understand if they did. I'm extremely happy that they didn't.
You could really tell it meant a lot to him yesterday, and say what you want, Harvey left it all out there with the Mets, especially in the 2015 World Series in that year coming back from Tommy John surgery. He's trying to reinvent himself with the Orioles, and he's been doing a pretty good job, but just not yesterday. Harvey charged with all seven runs. The Mets beat the O's 7-1. They've now won seven games in a row. They're the hottest team in baseball. James Harden was back for the Nets, played his first game in more than a month. Off the hamstring injury, nearly had a triple-double. The Nets beat the Spurs 128-116. And the Knicks, Wayne, clinching a playoff berth without playing because the Celtics lost. They're officially going to the playoffs for the first time in 8 years.
The Knickerbockers are in it. Thank you, Brad. On a sunny Thursday, it's the WCBS Morning News Roundup. Thanks for listening. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot. Three things to know. Republicans used a congressional hearing on the January 6th riot to suggest that it really wasn't all that bad, saying the Trump supporters who attacked the building were mostly peaceful patriots. Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia said that while there were some rioters January 6th, it was more like what he called a normal tourist visit. Two, Tesla will stop accepting Bitcoin. Elon Musk says he's worried about the increasing use of fossil fuels to mine Bitcoin. Third thing, down the shore, Wildwood Crest is banning smoking anywhere. On the beach, they used to allow smoking in certain areas, but now no more anywhere. From our news archives, 88 seconds in sound for this date, May 13th, only weeks after the shooting of President Reagan, there was more shock.
Amongst the cheering and the peal of bells announcing the arrival of the Pope, they heard gunfire and saw the Pope turn pale.
and collapse bloody into the arms of his aides. Pope John Paul II had been shot.
May 13th, the day someone shot the Pope in St. Peter's Square, 1981.
At St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, the WCBS reporter Vic Miles is there. Vic?
Yes, Dan. Right here at St. Patrick's Cathedral, some were openly weeping. And inside the church, it's hard to find an unlit taper right now.
John Paul would recover and visit his shooter in prison in forgiveness. 2005, the day Connecticut killed a killer. The first execution in New England since 1960. Cornell grad Michael Ross admitted murdering eight women. This is the day the Philadelphia police bombed their own city. I know because I was there in 1985.
Yes, a bomb of some sort dropped down from the helicopter. About 30 seconds later, we heard a loud, terrifying explosion. And a few minutes later, we saw the fire break out.
A chopper dropped C4 on a house occupied by a family of sociopath cultists called MOVE. 61 homes burned, 11 people died. 1966, the first number one song to feature a sitar. An idea Rolling Stone Brian Jones borrowed from George Harrison after hearing Norwegian Wood. And exactly 1 year earlier in 1965, the Stones recorded their first number one in the U.S. Played initially on pirate radio stations only in the U.K. because the lyrics were considered too suggestive. Looking back, Mick Jagger says Satisfaction captured a spirit of the times. Alienation. This is May 13th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. Live on 880 and on demand at WCBS880.com/roundup or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.